the chaplains, the fact you have four chaplains on staff, they're there for members of the team, all your employees, to come to them if they have any kind of family problems. The chaplain is not there to proselytize.
No, we're not trying to proselytize. We're there for them. We have two that's out on the road all the time talking to managers, and they'll go in and they'll ask them if they could pray for them or if there's anything they could pray for them about, but there's never any way that we try to push anything on anybody. And here at the warehouse, the two here, they have offices, and if people want to come in about family problems and things of that nature, then they can counsel with them here. So that's the 2,000 employees here. And then they do all sorts of other things. They put together little Bible clubs, and people come in here early in the mornings, and they'll go through studies. They'll get the men together and have different functions. I know one of the functions the women have is bunco, and I don't know what that is, but I know that they play bunco. But then they will witness to them after that, because sometimes you may have something like that that someone will come to, but then we would take that opportunity to witness to them. And so we do witness to our employees whenever we have a chance, but certainly no one has ever put any pressure on relative to what our beliefs are.
Because there must be those who have no faith or members of other faiths than mm-hmm. yours. I mean, that's not obviously a prerequisite to become mm-hmm. a member mm-hmm. of Hobby Lobby. Isn't that true?
That's very true. When we employ someone, we never ask them anything about their faith. And when they come on, we don't ask them. But that does not stop us from being bold in our witness. And we are bold in our witness. People know who we are. Of course, you know, every year on Christmas Day, there's a full-page ad that says, this is what Christmas is about. This is a Christ birth. And it goes into hundreds of papers. If we have a store there, there'll be a full-page ad at Easter time. There's music in our stores. And so we're very bold about our witness, about who we are and our belief in Christ. That is something that we would probably be considered not politically correct, nor do we intend to be.
I'm sure you have stories of those who came in either as agnostic or maybe of another faith, who after they saw your example decided to become a member and accept your faith.
There has been times. In fact, one of my ladies that get out into the store that we call a chaplain was into a store, and the manager came up to her and says, I don't understand this God thing that you guys do. I said, I don't understand it. And she said, well, that's okay. All I know is that Christ died for me and he paid for my sins. And I don't know exactly how I could live without knowing and having a relationship with someone that's my creator. It means everything in the world. And, of course, she could do it so much better than I could. And all of a sudden, these tears started coming down his eyes. And she led him to the Lord. We didn't push this on him. But this kind of stories that we have every single day of individuals. One individual came up to this same chaplain, and she couldn't even hardly speak English. She says, you know, I don't think I'd go to heaven if I died today. They couldn't hardly even communicate with each other. But somehow or another, the Lord and the Holy Spirit helped her. And she went back into the office, and there she accepted the Lord. So they were fixing to leave the office, and they didn't realize that the cashier was in the next office. Says, before you go out there, would you pray for me? And the manager says, you don't know what a miracle this is. Said, this girl didn't want anything to do with the Lord. We couldn't witness to her. There's just dozens and dozens of those stories out there where people come to know the Lord simply because we try to present ourselves the way that Christ would have us to present ourselves, and try to run our business based on how God would have us run our business. So there's a lot of exciting stories out there. We were doing a lot of work overseas, literally touching millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people in ministries overseas. The Lord just touched my heart and said, you know, I put these people in your charge. You're going to have to do something. And that's when we hired our first chaplain, and then our second, then our third, then our fourth, and, you know, we may even go further than that. My youngest son, Stephen, has started a church right across the street here in the high school for our employees. There's 2,000 of them here, and he puts it in their paychecks, you know, if you want to come over. What he does is he goes out and he finds different messages by whoever. It's all on film. And then he'll show a movie from time to time, like Fireproof. About once a quarter, he'll show a good movie that has a lot of value to it. That was created for people that maybe never would darken a door. So that's one of the other things that we do here on this campus, is we make that available to them. And it's all just different film, and it's called 360 Truth. So what he's trying to do is give different truths of God's Word that he finds from different ministers. So he goes over literally hundreds of messages. He puts them on double speed when he watches them to kind of view them. And then every Sunday night, we have that available for the employees here as well. We always say we try. We try to do what's right, and we try to run our business based on biblical principle, because I'm sure sometimes we don't do the right things and we don't react the right way, but we do make an effort to run our company based on biblical principles.
Well, let's not forget the fact that we are still human beings.
Yeah, right.